This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Realtor Amy Kite, Builder Supply Outlet, Lindholm Roofing, and Blue Sky Restoration. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show. We got a packed show, so I'm not going to waste any more time. Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
Chicago. We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Light them up. We've got 3 hours of a packed show to inform and entertain you until 1 o'clock. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Let's get started. Amy Kite, welcome. How are you?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're very
welcome.
Turn
me up.
I'll turn you up. I'll do whatever. Yeah, I control it, my friend. I'll turn you up. I'll leave that alone.
There
Mike,
you go.
Mike's listening.
He's
and
probably
listening. I don't need him coming after me, your husband. So what are we talking about today?
Oh, we're going to talk about whether this is a good time to sell, because we got a lot of people who are worried because of the interest rates, yet they know that this market, the values are there. So we're going to talk about why you may want to sell and why you may want to sit tight.
Can we also talk about title? Because we got her all fired up right before, like 40 seconds before we started talking about title issues. So let's talk about that as well during the segment. If our listeners want to reach out to you and your team so they could help help our listeners buy, sell, and rent properties, what's the best way to reach you guys?
Via phone at 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Pete Marrero, Blue Sky Restoration, fresh back from Arizona. You had a little retreat out there. How was that?
Yes, sir. We had a great time, David. It's great to be back in studio with you representing Blue Sky Restoration Contractors.
Where'd you guys have the retreat?
Scottsdale, Arizona.
Doesn't blow, does it? That's beautiful.
It was a fun time, great time. Key takeaways, be amazing, and that's what we're doing out here in Chicago today.
What are you going to be talking about?
We're going to talk about all the recent weather, the storms, the rain, the floods. You know, I like to say April showers bring May.
Floods.
Yeah. That's right.
Floods.
So a lot of tree collapses, a lot of wind tearing off roofs, and those are the things we're going to get into.
And the rain has been intense. It hasn't just like drizzle rain for like 2-3 days, annoying rain like Seattle rain where it just rains. When it rains, bam! I mean, we get it for 2-3 hours and it's intense, and the ground isn't capable, you know, prepared to handle that water, and it's got to go someplace, and most likely into people's basements.
That's exactly right. And those are the things we're going to cover. A lot of wind-driven rain, a lot of winds just tearing off roofs and things of that nature. But yeah, if your listeners want to get in touch with us 24 hours a day, it's 800-266-5677 or goblusky.com, goblusky.com.
Mike Houston, who's becoming a radio star, Joe, with all of his commercials.
I like them. They sound good. Thank you.
I think they're great.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks,
Dave.
And I think, you know why they're great? Because they're Mike Houston.
Mike Houston.
And that's Mike. Mike comes out in his commercials.
I need a fan club.
No, you don't. You just need...
You got one. You have me and Dave.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, and we don't want any other...
That makes three. How about Janky?
I'm in. Okay. Four.
Yeah, well, Janky doesn't know where he's at. So, you know, he'll say he's in.
Three and a half.
What are you going to be talking about?
I'm going to be talking about water management around the home, gutters and downspouts, the importance of getting that water away from the foundation. And Amy will attest to real estate inspections that, you know, they're looking. If it's not too far away from the foundation, they'll make a hit on it.
Yep, absolutely.
Get the downspouts away from your home.
Clean the gutters, get the downspouts away. We'll talk.
Phone number and best way to reach you and your team.
1-888-4-ROOFER, 1-888-476-6337 or lindholmroofing.com.
Tom Janky, Builder Supply Outlet. He had the the desire, Joe, last week to call in from Florida. Right? He felt out of...
He felt, wanted to be a part of something.
He felt disconnected. He was bored out of his mind out of Florida.
Were you in Florida?
As a matter of fact, I just got back. I was only back a couple of days.
You're right. He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
Yeah. You know what? I got to think these days it's been kind of a blur.
303 each whacker, in case you want
to. And you know what? It's been so long since I've been in the studio. It's like home away from home.
This is the 18th floor.
I know.
This is Studio A.
Thank goodness in the parking lot I ran into you so you could guide me here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I was telling you to go the other way to Northwestern Hospital. But
I know. But you'd leave breadcrumbs and then all the pigeons would grab them and then I'd be lost.
And then you'd find your way back.
I'd be wandering.
What are you talking about, Thomas?
We are going to talk about lighted vanity mirrors. That is the hottest thing going. So
Judy wants one.
What's that?
Judy wants one.
I'm telling you, we're bringing in our own line into the store. And they're doing so well that our orders are in for future loads.
I have to tell you, Tom always has the best product there. I mean, he's got such cool stuff. I love going in there and shopping.
We got a lot of cool stuff. We have a lot of new cool stuff coming in.
Is it weird when Amy shows up with a picnic basket and sets up shop in your design center?
No,
for like
she
4 hours?
In all the time. You know what? She comes in and she and I talk, and then she leaves her husband to do all the work.
It is true.
That's the truth.
What's the best way to reach you and your team?
They can reach us at phone number 708-343-3900 or better off, go to our website at buildersupplyoutlet.com.
You open today?
Yeah, we are open today. Saturdays we're open from 9 to 5 and Monday through Friday 9 to 6, and we are still closed Sundays.
All right, Father's Day is coming up. Good Father's Day gift opportunities for families to come in and get Dad a new sink.
Get the sink, get the faucet, but look at
Father's Day.
Oh yeah,
just go with it. It's a radio show.
A nice shower head.
A nice shower head.
A great pull down kitchen faucet.
Yeah,
or that lighted mirror. You know, everybody needs to have a little lighted mirror to see their physique in the morning.
You know what I want for Father's Day?
I just want to be not a sink.
I just want to be left alone. I just want 12 hours. Just leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
I'm fine.
Give me the TV.
Yeah, that's it.
Tell them you've got COVID again.
No.
They'll leave you alone.
I can tell you all about the Samurai Empire. Japan, the 1500s and the Roman Empire. I've learned all about history on Netflix.
Oh, you educated yourself.
Yes. And John Wayne Gacy.
Edumacated.
What's the best way to reach you?
I'll do it again.
Yep.
708-343-3900 or go to our website, which is packed with product and pricing at buildersupplyoutlet.com.
MegaPros, Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
Isn't
that good?
We got tequila in front of you, buddy.
We do.
We're gonna be taste testing.
El Bandido,
owned by Chris Chelios, former Chicago Blackhawk.
Isn't that wild how these people are doing that?
I've got margarita mix. I stopped off. I've got everything.
You can't taste tequila in margarita mix.
Let's not complicate things.
No,
okay.
Taste the tequila.
Let's just compliment the tequila.
Yeah. So you sip it, and I'll margarita it. And we've got Chicago Culinary Kitchen coming in at noon, and let's just do this. Annette in Portage Park, you got a question. We're going to take the question and then go to a break.
Oh, wonderful. It's a short question. I'm being hounded, and I'm being aggravated. I would like to know, what is the least amount of concern a company, a hospital, whatever, could put a lien on my house?
All right, it's a great question, and we're going to come back with hopefully an answer for you. How's that?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you very much.
All right, hang tight. 312-981-7200. Amy and I were just talking about mechanics liens on condo buildings, and how timely of a call from Annette. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Answer or no?
I'm going to find the answer. I'm going to text Dave Schluter Annette's on the phone from Portage Park. I have no idea what the answer is.
Better ask Dave.
The other Dave.
You have a repertoire of people that you can get answers for.
I've got a stable of experts.
There you go.
Stable of experts.
We're all horses.
That probably didn't come out right, but I've got a...
That's what we should do.
Corral.
Well, that's the same thing.
A harem.
That's probably not going to work. HR is not going to prove that. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
So, Tommy, so everybody knows what a farmhouse sink is.
It's a fire clay sink. A farmhouse sink basically lays and cradles within the cabinet, but it gives you that 1920s, 1930s, you know, I forget what they call that era.
The Depression. The roaring 20s.
From wake up
I
first
forgot. I would, what do you call the late 30s? The Depression.
Yeah,
I remember, you know what? The Depression.
When I get back to the store after the show, I'm renaming that thing from the Farmington sink to the Depression sink. I'm not sure it's going to have the same shebang, but...
You should have a Hoover line and then like a Roosevelt line, like that's really bad.
And then like a bread line.
A bread line.
Hey. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Ray Kaplan crushing
she was,
it.
She was on that day.
She absolutely destroyed Tom Jenke on that. Yep. That was great.
Yep, she,
all right, we've got Annette and Dave Schluter. We're going to bring Annette back up. We're going to bring Dave back up because I'm not touching tax liens here. So there's Annette. Hang on, Annette. Dave Schluter, welcome to the show. Annette, what's your question, my friend?
Yes, I'm having trouble with collection, and it's a small amount, and I keep arguing with them that they're wrong. The hospital that I was at, they, well, anyway, so I keep going around and around and around, and I said, you know, you know that I'm right. Shame on you. You could take me to court. You could, you know, whatever.
How much is it?
$283.
Okay, so Dave, are they going to place a lien against Annette's home in Porridge Park for $283?
In order to do that, she would have had to have been sued in small claims and lost. There's about 40 steps more that would have to happen. Why can't we turn her over to Gary, Dave? Can we do that?
Yeah, no, well, I don't know about Gary's going to do anything. You're just going to have to fight the collection. They're going to file a collection against you. It's going to impact your credit, but I don't think you have to worry about a tax.
They're not going to invest for that kind of money. They're paid every day to sit on the phone, and their job is to collect as much money as they can for the healthcare network because they're having to write off a lot of things lately. But I wouldn't lose sleep over it, but to try to get a family member to help you out on the phone and maybe settle it for half or something like that.
No, I'm not going to do that.
All right, well here.
Okay, that's all right.
No,
all
because
right,
my credit rating is 830 already.
Well, here, Annette, I own my home.
I'm not going to be aggravated.
Here.
Yeah, selling something doesn't lower your credit score, but hopefully I can help. Just, you know. Yeah.
Hey, Annette, you're in Portage. Nice. Annette, you're in Portage Park, right?
Right.
You know guys in Portage Park, don't you, at the corner? You know what I'm saying?
I know my alderman. He's fantastic.
Forget about the alderman. You know what I'm talking about. The guy's at the corner at Portage Park.
Yes.
Okay. I think somebody needs to pay a visit to somebody at the hospital. I'm only kidding. So here's the deal.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't want anybody to have any damage. So here's the deal.
Yeah.
A new law just came out. They can't put a medical collection on your credit report until 6 months after, and then if it's under $500, it can't go on your credit report.
They're going to write it off.
Yeah, no. Well, they're not going to write it off. It just won't go on your credit report. So I wouldn't worry
about it.
Wonderful. I wouldn't worry about it, Annette.
Fantastic. God bless you, and I love your show. And Mazel Tov, right?
Well, thank you. Are you sure you're listening to WGN?
Yes. I was born in Albany Park. So.
Okay. Well, Mazel Tov to you, too. Shabbat
yes,
Shalom.
Thank you very much.
So hang on. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product.
Okay, honey. Thanks a lot. And keep listening.
All right, sweetheart. Hang on. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Sorry about the echo. That was from Annette's phone. Amy, let's jump into your topic, and then we'll pick it up on the other side of the break. Longtime listener wanted to downsize. Two of their children had moved out, right? Why pay the taxes in a school district that their kids aren't going to school anymore? And they called to find out if now's a good time to sell a home because interest rates have basically doubled since the beginning of the year. And getting a lot of that. What should I do? So there, what should I do question.
Right. We are getting a lot of it because people know the values are high and they know that interest rates have increased. So they're concerned, is now a good time? And certainly if it's something that, you know, as Tom and I were talking, if your intent is to be out of here in the next few years, this really may be a good time to sell. If you don't need to keep that house, if your family's not growing, it may be a great time to sell. Now, you may need, if the family's growing, you may want to sell
now. Stop growing, right, Pete?
And buy something bigger. But the interest rates have increased, but we know that they're also going to come down, right? Yes. And so that's why we're not concerned about where these rates are today, because you'll just refinance in 2 or 3 years when the rates come back down. So
100%.
Don't let – these rates are not going to be what you have to pay for the next 30 years. Just know that you may get into an adjustable rate mortgage.
Yes.
Or you may just get into the regular rate, 30-year fixed or whatever it is you're going to do, and then you'll just refinance it. So don't let these interest rates scare you away from making a change that you want to make and you know ultimately it's going to be best for you.
The rates have gone up since the beginning of the year. It was 3.25. It's now in the high fives, low sixes. Your payment has gone up on a $400,000 mortgage by $720 a month just because of the interest rate escalation since the beginning of the year. There's nothing you could do about it if you went into a 30-year fixed loan. There's adjustable rate mortgages. That there's nothing wrong with adjustable rate mortgages. If you Google adjustable rate mortgages, you'll find stories from the New York Times and other papers that will scare the living crap out of you. But you know what? I'm in a 10-year adjustable rate mortgage that I went into and closed in my home in January. And guess what? I've been doing this for 21 years. And if I'm not afraid of an adjustable rate mortgage that I just put myself and my family into, then you could have your own risk level. I'm not afraid of it. I'm 7-8 months into it, and I'm perfectly fine.
Listen, there are stories out there about VA loans and FHA. I mean, there are scary stories. Please. That's the problem with the internet, about everything.
Right.
So absolutely, this is the way you're probably going to want to do it today. But don't, you know, if you need to move, if now's the time, then let's move.
Yes. And let's talk about title and all that stuff. I'm getting Benny's in my ear. He's like, go to break. Kleppen's chewing at the bit. So I got to go to break because Kleppen's in the newsroom. He wants to take his nap, and he and we're pushing it back here.
He just wants to do his job.
No, It's a nap.
It's a job.
It's in between the job, okay. what happens. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Ray and Tinley has got a question for you there, Amy. Ray, how are you?
Well, just fine, and good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
First, let me say, exactly a year ago, I worked with Team Hochberg to do a refi, and Steve Hendrickson was my main contact. He did a great job. I was super happy with him.
Well, thanks, Ray.
You're welcome. I've used many of your vendors, and so you guys have always come through for me. A quick question, particularly probably for a realtor. I assume that when a house is sold, before new people come in or it's even shown, that the realtor brings in a cleaning crew to clean the house top to bottom, make it look its best. Now, I'm not really looking to sell my home in the very near future, but I want to do spring cleaning. And I'm wondering if you guys have any advice or any contacts that you could recommend that could come out and give me a complete spring cleaning top to bottom.
Well, Amy's not doing anything on Monday. You got...
clean with a vacuum.
And you know, the funny thing is, our cleaning lady a couple of weeks ago when she was in, she said, so, because our youngest is graduating and leaving, and she's like, so, you know, are you going to clean your own house? And I started laughing. I am like, are you? I'm like, you will always have a job. I don't need children around for you to have to clean my house.
That's job security right there, baby. Not a shot.
Right. I was absolutely shocked that she thought she could actually be losing her job. I'm like, heck no. No.
Yeah, because you're busy cleaning all of your clients' houses. Instead.
That's the truth. Right. So cobbler's children never have shoes, so I clean everybody else's house and I don't clean my own. Do I have anybody specifically? No. I would tell you, call a Molly Maids or something like that. I can tell you my experience because we do have, you know, companies that we work with. They've gotten a lot more expensive.
Yes.
Because it's harder and harder to find people.
Yes.
Deep cleans for houses when you move out are generally $500 to $750. Those are the quotes we're getting right now. But if, you know, so you're going to call them and just ask them to come in and clean your house once. And it probably will be cheaper if you're not looking to move. For some reason, when you go to move, they really charge you a lot of money.
Yeah, so a deep clean is $500 to $750 nowadays. I mean, that's just the cost. And they send a crew in there. They're in there for 3-4 hours. They bomb the place, and you get a good cleaning. And that, but that's the cost, Ray.
Okay, and so you just recommend me that I just researching on my own, like, Molly McMaid's or places like that. Okay, excellent.
All right, buddy.
Again, appreciate your help. Thank you.
Stay, hang tight for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product.
I think it's Mary Maids.
Mary Maids, Molly Maids. No,
you got all kinds.
Both.
They're both, yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. If you are a young entrepreneur out there and you want to make a lot of money, you open up a cleaning business and you will have a weeks. You'll be booked for weeks and you will make a ton of money. If you could clean it, it's an unbelievable opportunity.
I was
going
to do mortgages, make some side money.
If you have spare time on your hands, you got nothing
but
going on.
But I don't
on,
have to clean anything.
If I had
I just
spare
sit
time.
There, answer my phone, and act like Hochberg. You know what I'm saying?
Act like you know something?
Exactly.
Because it's so easy.
You could host a radio show.
Yeah.
It's easier than cleaning, I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you what, I'd rather be cleaning houses in this market. 312-981-7202. Couple of past 3 years?
You're just thinking that's what your new business is.
That's what my new business is going to be. Hochberg's Household Cleaning. So let's talk about liens, okay?
Yes.
And let's put a shout out to the real estate attorneys that have the responsibility of ordering title, because in Illinois, the seller pulls title and the seller's attorney pulls title. What is your feeling of the seller's attorneys waiting until the week before the closing, even though they've had the contract for 45 days, waiting to order title? Because I can tell you from a mortgage professional, it's a major headache that these real estate attorneys, who are making a lot more money on this transaction than we are on the mortgage side, wait until the last minute to send in an order to order title. What's your feeling, Amy Kite?
I'm going to keep it cool because I got hot a little earlier. But
yes.
It is absolutely...
You got more than hot. You can't say...
I can't say anything
said.
That I said. Right. I know. I won't.
7 seconds
It is
delay.
Absolutely ridiculous that title is not ordered in a timely fashion. It is somebody who is not doing their job. And I went into the story of literally we were clear to close on a Monday. This was a Friday. And the attorney had just pulled the title and found a whole second lien on
right.
that property. I mean, that...
It's incompetence.
Absolutely, they
don't
should.
Get her started.
They should. They should sue them. They should. I don't know what they could do.
They should
but
do their freaking
ridiculous.
Jobs. Is what they should do. So here, now I'm all fired up.
No, boy.
So here, real estate attorneys out there. Okay, you've got a lot of things going on behind the scenes. The realtors are busting their hump. The mortgage people are busting their hump. The appraisers are out there. The insurance people. Everything's going on. You've got one freaking thing to do: is to send in an order form to a title company to say you want title on 123 Happy. Let me elect. Okay, that's all you have to do. Okay, and then the title company, there's 1500 title companies out there, will put type in 123 Happy Meal Lane, whatever, Illinois 600 whatever, and they will send you the report. And then all you have to do is forward the report to the mortgage professional. It's really that simple. Okay, and why you can't do it when you get the contract is beyond me. So thanks for frying me going here. I just made a simple question and you didn't want to go off, so I have to go off. So here, all you real estate attorneys, okay, this really isn't that freaking difficult. Okay, and you cause downline challenges and downline stress and downline delays because you can't send in a piece of paper to a title company to order a freaking title.
And it's the poor buyers and the sellers. I mean, they end up having both parties that end up screwed in that situation, and it's just not fair. So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to back up here a second in an attempt to hopefully
you're
calm
doing
down
Kegel
a few-
exercises and so am I, but I just blew through my Kegel exercises.
Oh, I mean we understand that you have other things to do, right, other than just pull
do
title
your job.
We know that. Just pull title in a timely fashion is what we're asking
for.
Please.
If our listeners want to reach out to you, how they reach out to you?
847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
All right, we're going to come back.
You should start cleaning houses.
Mike, I'm sweating.
No,
thank God I'm wearing an undershirt here.
Either that or we got to see if WGN has the paddles ready.
I'll tell you.
But I'm saying he just really can't handle it.
You know what it is? I can't handle relying on other people.
There you go.
That we need totally. To do our jobs.
Yeah.
Okay, it's just like here, I'll give you a perfect example.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's just like the door guy or the window guy or the painting guy, you know, not showing up to do the job.
Dave, I know that.
Right.
So let me take this one step further because we've had this conversation.
That's what you're trying to
yeah,
do.
I know, right? We've had this conversation to the real estate attorneys. Really, this conversation needs to go to Mr. Buyer and Mr. Seller, and especially Mr. Seller.
Yes.
Please take from your professional realtor a recommendation for a real estate attorney. Don't go and find out who your friend used, or go and use $300. A family member who does a family law to become your real estate attorney. I mean, and I can tell you my situation was it's their business attorney who's doing their real estate. And not only that, but he is charging them by the hour. And that doesn't happen when you hire a real estate attorney.
Right, so, flat fee.
It doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, take a recommendation from a professional who is in this industry, who deals with these people all the time, because we know who's good and who's not good.
I'm completely comfortable referring Dave Schluter.
Yes.
I've used him many times. He's great.
Yeah.
Very efficient.
1033. Text message from 1033. Then we're going to break.
Good morning, genius. You've got a plethora of professionals. Get it right. Double G from Addison.
Thanks, Double G from Addison. You are 100% right.
A plethora
of professionals.
Not a corral, not a stable.
You can say it, you just can't spell it.
Plethora. It's a three-syllable word. Once you go over three, it gets tough. It's better than a harem and a corral and a stable.
Mm-hmm.
A plethora of professionals. Thank you, Double G from Addison. 312-981-7200. We're going to come back with Mike Houston. Talking about downspouts, 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. Hang on. Go ahead.
Here's another one. I can answer this one. David, do you spit when you go crazy? Yes. It's like a cloud of steam. It's like there's nothing safe in here.
What's that?
You got to dry clean your microphone. Foamy.
I know.
Why don't you change it?
I'm sweating. You know what it is? Because it's so damn aggravating.
No, yeah, it is.
But you can't relive bad things.
I live it every day.
I know you do, and then so
we
big deal.
We just care about the customers and that experience.
So
and
here's
then we
your
have
advice.
An attorney who
get a good attorney.
Yes,
100%.
Get a good mortgage guy. Yep. Get a good realtor.
Yep.
Right.
Stay
in your lane.
Not good guys. Yes.
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 And don't clean houses if you're a realtor.
That's right.
Right.
Do what you do best.
That's right.
Do what you do best.
Sell houses.
312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to come back with Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing after these messages.
Home sweet home Chicago.
95-year-old man with circulation challenges. That's Don Kleppen.
I'm just getting ready for later in life.
I thought it was like a shirt that looked like a flannel shirt because I'm like, what complete knucklehead is going to be wearing a flannel shirt when it's 95 degrees out and the heat index is like 370?
I would just like to point out that in this newsroom, it is not the 95 degrees that it is outside.
I support Don because I'd rather be comfortable for 5 or 6 hours.
Well, nobody asked you, Joe. Stay out of this, okay?
Oh, God forbid common sense prevail on this show.
We have no room for common sense.
We have no common sense.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Never spoken a truer word than that right there.
No room for common sense.
Right, no room for common sense. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Kleppen, are you listening? Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. You see, they're in the newsroom, like having their own conversation. Whatever. We got a show here. So you want to talk about downspouts, and Pete wants to talk about flooding of basements. So one has a direct impact on
hand
the other.
Hand in hand.
So fire.
So the gutters and downspouts. You know, the roof's going to catch the water, shed it. The water's going to go into the gutters. The gutters are going to channel the water to the outlets or the downspouts, and then the downspouts are going to drop the water onto the ground and get it away from the foundation. And that's going to help save everything. It's going to help save your basement, your foundation, basically your home. Amy, you go through real estate inspections, and when real estate inspectors come out and the gutters are clogged or the downspouts are discharging 6 inches from the foundation, what's going to happen?
They're going to bring it up on the report and say it's got to be fixed.
Needs to be extended. Locations, the sizes of the gutters, the locations of the downspouts. It's all important to get the water away from the home, out into the yard. If you have to do some landscaping, do some landscaping. Roy Spencer from PermaSeal has gone out to inspect foundations or basements, and he hasn't done anything because there's nothing to do. Just extend your downspouts. There's so many different ways.
I'll tell you what. How many houses have you gone into, Amy, that are listed or that you're showing after a heavy rain because the flipping downspouts are not pulled away from the house? How many hundreds of basements?
Yeah, and I mean, literally, there is a point where if it's rained and you're under contract, you might want to go schedule a showing to verify there isn't rain in that basement. So we see it all the time. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, our agents are scrambling out there. Hey, my buyers want to go check the basement. Yep, happens.
Falls
and then
right
there is water sometimes.
Yeah. because of a flipping downspout, for God's sakes.
Yeah, yeah. Had that water just been moved away, there wouldn't be the issue. It's not hard to fix that. That's
proper
really
sized downspouts, properly located downspouts, properly extended. There's so many different ways to extend them. You can, you know, extend them with an extra length of downspout. You can extend them with those flexible coils or the flexible plastic tubes. Mm-hmm. And you can move them to the left, move them to the right. You can cut the grass and move them away and put them back. There's so many different ways, and landscaping is important too. Get the water away from the house.
That's another thing that comes up too. Because of the downspouts, the earth next to the house is all flattened out, so now it tilts in, so you may have to change that grade.
Yep, the water will go backwards if you don't channel that grade away from the house as well.
Keep the gutters clean.
I was just going to say that. A lot of our listeners in the fall didn't clean their gutters because it got too cold and an ice came and they didn't want to go up, or it snowed, whatever happened 5 months ago, and there's still schmutz, because that's a technical term, schmutz of the debris from the trees still in, which is the direct definition of schmutz, Joe. The debris from the trees.
So let's get the schmutz.
I'm just watching you.
Let's keep the schmutz out of the gutters with some good gutter guard systems. And there's a lot of different ones out there. Some are better than others. Don't go to Home Depot, Menards, and get the cheap stuff.
So you want to be schmutzless.
You want to be schmutzless.
Okay.
Schmutz?
Schmutz.
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 Come on.
Schmutzless.
Yiddish 101, it's schmutz.
You want to get schmutzless.
There you go.
Gentiles in here. Amy gets it. She's part of the clan. But schmutz. So you'll go up there. You'll clean them out?
Clean them out. Put the gutter guards on. Obviously, if we are in the position to replace them, or if the homeowner is replacing his gutters and downspouts, sometimes we need to relocate locations of downspouts, maybe increase the size of the gutters. It all depends on so many different factors. We have professionals that go out and determine those things and make our recommendations, and boom, done.
30 seconds before we hit the break, what's the best way to reach you?
It's 1-888-4-ROOFER. 1-888-476-6337 or lindholmroofing.com.
Wow, you're getting into that radio voice.
I like it.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, hang on. This is a direct impact on Pete's business at Blue Sky Restoration, because his business is booming because our listeners do not do
the downspouts
and
don't get rid of their schmutz.
And don't get rid of their schmutz in their gutters. Schmutz.
You clean up a lot of schmutz, don't
you? That's right. You can't forget about ice damming as well. The damage created by ice damming. And we've got commercial grade gutters at our place, so and with the guards. Because one season, you don't clean them up, you're going to start to get seepage in the house, and that's when we're called, when you see the brown staining on the walls. If you got any of that, please, call Blue Sky Restoration today. We can help.
We got to take a quick break and come back with more of Mike Houston. We're going to throw it over to Pete and then bring Tommy into the mix here, because he's just falling asleep over there. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago. Hour 2, Greg Gardbeau and his beautiful bride are outside setting up the prime rib that we're going to have at noon. And we've got El Bandito tequila in here that we're going to pair with that. So
tequila go with prime rib?
It does now. It does now. In about 40 minutes it's going to go. So Greg and Christina will be coming in here. Talk about all their wonderful products and all their wonderful menu items. But let's get back to the floods, okay? We were talking during the break that a simple correction with downspouts and gutters keeps the fine, highly respected team at Blue Sky Restoration out of your house, okay? So what is the investment of gutters replacement, gutter repair, and just extension, as opposed to, let's get Pete involved in this conversation, how much it costs to remediate a completely blown out basement?
Obviously, a completely blown out basement, I wouldn't have a clue, but boy, it can be thousands.
Tens.
Tens of thousands.
And for maybe $400-500, you could extend downspouts away from the house. Maybe for $2,000-$3,000, you can completely change all your gutters and downspouts and make them right and make them good. Maybe for another few hundred, put some gutter guards on so you have less to worry about.
Yep.
But just so important. And as we mentioned, Amy, the real estate inspections, if you're trying to sell your house or you're buying a house, that real estate inspector is going to look and see and hit on those inadequacies.
Absolutely. And understand that they're paid to do that. That's their job. So they should point those things out.
They're protecting the investment.
Absolutely.
So let's throw it to you, Mr. Marrero. What is the investment if our listeners don't call Mike and take care of the challenges that Mike basically just explained in detail? It's really not that big of an investment.
I guess the bad news is it would be a covered loss if you had insurance, but you're talking thousands of dollars in damages, drywall, insulation,
and
carpeting.
Interruption.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, time, headache.
Absolutely.
Insurance doesn't always cover it. You have to have specific flood verbiage on your homeowners, I think.
Yes. You're telling the insurance guy what he needs to know?
Am I right or wrong?
Well, you have to know your coverage, but typically, like I said, with ice damming, that damages your gutters and drops them down a bit. Then you have water seepage. That typically is covered, and that's when we're called in. We see a lot of this stuff. A lot of it.
But the window wells, when the waters come in through the window wells, because the window well drains are backed up, or when the water comes in through the sewers, that's a specific type of coverage.
Correct. You have to have a specific rider for that type of coverage. For floor drains, that's a big one out here in Chicagoland. Floor drain backups, and if you don't have that coverage, you better know a guy that could help you kind of navigate that claim.
So let's walk us through. Okay, Mike just explained it, right? First of all, you don't want to be going up on your gutters if you've never been up on a ladder, okay? That's what you guys do, right? You're up on roofs basically every day now until it starts getting crummy again in October, November, right?
Every day.
Every day. You're up on a roof, you're climbing a ladder, you're doing whatever you're doing, right? That's what you do. You've been on tens of thousands of roofs in your career. So going up on a ladder, if you've never been up on a ladder, to save a couple hundred bucks to clean gutters, probably not the smartest thing in the world health-wise, okay? Then you if you don't do that and have a professional like Mike come out, you could have tens of thousands of dollars. Forget about the replacing the drywall and the drying and the mold, if there's any mold, and like Joe pointed out, the disruption. You have to replace all of the furniture that gets damaged. You have to replace all the electronics. It's a complete blowout.
Right.
100%. Yes. Yeah. And again, we see this every season. We see it with the heavy torrential rains we get. Maintain your gutters. Mike was mentioning that. And upgrade. You know, we did it at our own home. Personal experience. I've had water in several areas of the home, and I had to upgrade to commercial gutters with covers. I haven't had an issue since.
312-981-7200. How long does it take for your crew to go in and completely dry out and revitalize a basement?
Oh, we're on site within a couple hours, and 2-3 days you're dried out, and then the repairs follow.
So the repairs follow. So
that's where the repairs follow.
So it's not only the disruption, because when you guys came in and took out all the mold that was in my my utility closet where my sump pump was, the entire section of the basement was quarantined off. I had like a tent, right? I'm sure there's a technical word for that.
Containment.
A containment wall that you put up, and you had scrubbers in there, and you had air purifiers in there, and you came down, I think, every day or every other day, taking whatever reading you take. What readings were you taking?
So that's the process. We have to go in, contain, open up wall, clean, disinfect, apply antimicrobial, and we're doing monitors, daily monitors, because we have to prove that, you know, this was wet at 100%, and 24, 72 hours later, we're dry. And then we provide all that documentation for you. I think your case was a self-pay situation. You know, you didn't put in a claim, but often when you're putting in a claim, you need that data. You cannot just dry it out. You have to have proper documentation.
A pinhole leak in my sump pump hose was spitting water out on a consistent basis, and the only time I opened that door is when the water level got low because I didn't have Roy's system in, and I had to put in purified water or whatever type of water I had to put in there. And when I opened the door, my wife saw the mold farm growing. Mm-hmm. And she's like, what should I do? I'm like, shut the door and go upstairs, and I'll take care of it.
Great advice. Yep.
And I called you guys. I called Corey at the time because I hadn't met you yet. I called Roy because I needed a new sump pump. I called my insurance guy, and boom, guess what? Within a half hour, you had a truck in my house and guys in hazmat suits tearing up my basement.
Yeah, if you see some discoloration or what you think is mold in a crawl space or in a closet, a sump pump closet, it's best, you know, look at it and just don't touch it.
Close the door.
Yeah, because there's just cross-contamination. There's chances to spread it. You know, an analogy is like mold is like a dandelion. So if it's there and all of a sudden you're cutting it and you're putting it in the air, now it's growing, you know, it's migrating to other areas of the home.
Phone number, Mike, if our listeners want to reach you.
1-888-4-ROOFER or 1-888-476-6337.
And for you, Pete, at Blue Sky Restoration?
800-266-5677.
I want to come back talk about storm damage because I want to talk about trees. Last storm that we had, I was driving down Dundee on the way to the Edens to come to the show. There were tree limbs after tree limbs after tree limbs taking out fences. Like, I'd never seen it before, which means if they're coming down taking out fences, they're coming down taking out houses, too.
Right.
So I want to talk more about that.
Dave, I would like to play back Pete's little speech there.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure that he said sunk punk instead of...
Benny, okay. can you
No, you're great on the radio, but I actually think I heard that.
Well, okay.
A sunk punk pit.
And then when it's Pete's turn too, I want to talk about the effects of mold on your body because people don't realize what it is. And I can
no
tell
mold
you
on my body.
Personally, this is a struggle and people need to be calling Pete and getting this taken care of the right way because we don't.
You speak from experience on this?
Total.
312-981-7200. This is MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. That is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. An attorney chimed in here. We're going to try to get him to call in. He's 40 years, closing over 40 years, 2,000 closings, and he's got a comment. I just want to address the comment. 312-981-7200. We're going to have a nice cordial conversation because, as you know, I'm really good at Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Bob and Wood Dale. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, how you doing? Great show. You know, I listened to our time over there at Builders of Supply, and just last year they did our whole kitchen for us. What a great job they did. They had such a nice deal, and they were so nice that why would you want to go anywhere else?
Tell you what, Bob from Wooddale is giving Lindsay a run for her money.
I met Tom personally. He happened to be walking through there. What a personable guy. I mean, great guy.
Was it a highlight of your day or a disappointment, Bob?
Well, I don't know. I'm still trying to recover from that. You know?
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We do have fun on this show.
Wow, that was a testimony, wouldn't you think?
Yes. He still doesn't know. You see, that man hasn't recovered, poor Bob.
I know.
312-981-7200. You were talking about, you know, we were talking about mold. Amy wants to talk about mold, but you were talking about windstorms and a tree. So you tell those two stories because they're fascinating.
Yeah, so earlier this month, the first week, we had a torrential storm. Wind-driven rain over in Lyle, and it was an eight-story building. And what happened was, during the storm, a 30-square section of the flat roof blew off of this commercial space. Mm. And then it's just a downpour.
Sure.
And we've got video that would shock you from the eighth floor down. So Blue Skies called in on a Sunday night, and we're there, boots on the ground, extracting water, everything you can imagine. But kind of our advantage is now we need the national team. So we were able to activate our national team. Within 24 hours, we had a semi with all the equipment we would need. Mm-hmm. We had four project managers flown in to help run this so we can also help all the other, you know, the community.
Sure.
Which was just, again, one of the things that Blue Sky does best is getting to the site properly, fast, extracting and stabilizing to prepare for the repairs. Because that's coming down the line. Sure. So now we're talking new roof. We're talking office disruption and getting them back together, getting them back to work. And then on the other side of the spectrum, we have residential properties. We had over in Gurnee, just this week, I was out in Gurnee, we had several tree collapses during the storm. So you get this rain, you get this wind, and then everyone in the backyard, this relates to Mike here, you have just pools in the backyard.
Sure.
They don't know what to do. How do we get this water to recede? Ends up going into the basement. So we had this tree, humongous tree, just collapse, hit our customer's home, just bounce off the home, right? took out a section of the roof, took out a couple of windows. They've got kids. Thankfully, no one was harmed.
Yeah.
And then that tree bounces off of the neighbor's home. Neighbor's home was it was a ranch house, and the tree actually penetrated the home, and it was scary. And again, thankfully, no one was at the property. I've got photos where you see huge limbs just right into the kitchen, right above the sink.
So it bounced off your client's house, hit the neighbor's house. What part of the house? Bedroom, bathroom?
Kitchen.
Kitchen.
Right there. Yeah, right above the, you know, if someone was there cooking or, oh, I hate to think, or doing dishes,
Another reason why I don't cook or do dishes, Amy.
Okay. or have any trees on your
property. No, but it's scary. Listen, we could joke about it because nobody got seriously injured, and we joke to bring awareness to the fact that we're going into some pretty rough, it's 70 degrees outside, 80 degrees now, we're complaining it's too hot. We're going to get some storms blowing through. And I'll tell you what, these storms are not throughout the whole area. Because I remember it blew up in Northbrook, and we got literally like 2 or 3 inches of rain. Mm-hmm. And I talked to a buddy of mine. I think Roy was in here, and we're like, hey, how was he? He's like, we didn't get a drop out in Burr Ridge. I mean, so Burr Ridge, an hour away, Northbrook, we got bombed. And at Burr Ridge, they didn't get a drop. So it's regional, and the good thing is you handle the entire region.
That's correct, and we have the resources to mobilize and make sure that all the residential floods and everyone's covered. And that's the Blue Sky model. I would tell your listeners to check us out on the web, gobluesky.com, and please save this number for any emergency calls, 800-266-5677.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
That's correct.
Okay, Amy, you got a mold question.
No, I want people to understand that you can physically get mold in your body. I have been tested. I've gone through a process. I've been tested a second time, and even though the mold levels have improved, I still have mold, and this is not fun. So often we're either getting it from our food or from our living conditions. And I think a lot of people tend to take on water and just handle it themselves. And you're not handling it. You're covering it up. And so my advice is please make certain that if you get water, you hire a company to come in and handle it.
You think you're handling it because the water is gone.
Correct.
But what's left after the water, you extract the water. That's why these guys came in and contained my property. I didn't have water. I had mold. But it's the same thing. Right? Because it's particles in the air and air quality, and you could talk more about that.
Well, we get this call all of the time. I've had a flood in my basement, but there's no more water. It's all dried out. Let's come out. Let's take a look. Let's use our infrared cameras. Let's use our moisture meters, and let's do a thorough assessment, because more than likely, that drywall, if you have drywall in the basement, it's absorbing the water, and you have insulation on exterior walls. It's wet. And all it takes is a couple of days for that stuff to start brewing in. Now, we can't see through the wall, but we have meters that will show you clear as day. This is saturated 100%.
The floor is dry, and in your head as a homeowner, the water's gone. But you don't understand what's going, especially in a basement. Joe, the basements are typically, 60 degrees all the time, because it's
55.
Below 55 degrees. So you don't know what's going on. We got to hit a break here. We're going to come back with Tommy. But phone number, if our listeners want to reach out, get more information about mold remediation, about floods, about tree damage, all that stuff.
800-266-5677.
One more time.
800-266-5677.
Tommy, you ready?
I am ready.
We're talking sinks, or are we talking mirrors?
Mirrors.
Talking mirrors.
You're fixated on sinks.
I love sinks.
You must love sinks.
I love sinks.
Did you ever use a lighted mirror? Like the shaver?
I'm going to talk about that. As a matter of fact, I did.
I've got a lighted mirror in my shower that I use to shave. And I did such a great job today. I look great. Thank you for saying that. 312.
You're probably going to get electrocuted.
Twice tonight.
A lighted mirror in your shower.
I showered last night, shaved after I worked out, and then I worked out this morning, showered here.
You shouldn't have a lighted mirror in your shower, should you?
Yes.
Oh, sure.
I have one upstairs and one downstairs.
You're probably going to get electrocuted.
But that's my goal. 312-981-7200. That's my wife's goal. That's why she put it in.
Yeah. I was just thinking she probably put a light bulb for you.
And an open.
Regular bulb on a socket.
And a plug.
Here, Dave, use this.
Inside the shower. Hey, sweetheart, plug it in. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Before we go over to Tom Janke, we have two text messages, Don Kleppen. When would the barometric pressure not be in the normal range? Can you define the normal range? The next one is, please define the normal range for barometric pressure.
Wow, so, two texts asking for a definition of the normal barometric pressure.
1108, yep. 1109. So while you're, you know, when you're taking a break trying to find the sun that they found in Joliet, and the guy in Joliet or gal wants us to bring the prime rib to Joliet, which we're not doing, but thanks for the effort. You could check out that. Okay. Thank you.
You got it.
Enjoy your day. 312-981-7200. Tommy, let's talk about mirrors.
Let's talk about mirrors.
Why are these so hot?
I would tell you, you know, so many people have been traveling, and they go into these higher-end hotels in Las Vegas. My wife and I were at a hotel years ago in the Caribbean, and it had this backlit mirror, and I went, you know what? We got to have these. And
walk me through what a backlit mirror is. I don't understand.
So what it is it's a regular mirror,
yep.
But what it has is it has an LED light either around the perimeter. It either backlights it or frontlights it.
Oh, nice.
The other thing that we did is we went out and sourced it, so we're having the mirrors made for us, and we're private labeling them. Now they also have Bluetooth in there, so you can play your music through
there.
And we've got them where they got LED readouts, so it gives you your temperature, your time. It is the coolest thing. My son Mike went and researched a couple of different manufacturers, and we are starting to bring them in container loads.
How did you get that mirror in your suitcase when you came back from that trip?
It was difficult. That was a 72-inch mirror. Now, you know what? The other thing that is really kind of cool, when we first started bringing them out, we were redoing our public washrooms at our store for both the men's and women's. We put almost a $2,000 mirror in the women's bathroom, and we love it because they go in there, they see this, and then they come out, and we have this wall of mirrors. Now, right, fortunately, there, because we are importing our own in, and we're not going through a middleman, we can save people a tremendous amount of money. But I got to tell you, ever since we brought these things in, and we have hundreds and hundreds of them in stock, people come in there, and it's amazing. They look at the mirrors. They get fascinated about them. They ask all these questions. They leave the store. 48 hours later,
call you back.
They're back in the store, and they're buying multiple mirrors. Now, actually, we just started our renovation of our master bathroom at our house, and we've got two backlit mirrors going in. It's one of the hottest trends into the bathrooms. It's really cool. I did a flip house in Wheaton, and the gal that bought them, I mean, that was one of the things that she really commented. Because when you have these mirrors, you can also take and adjust the brightness on them. So they'll have little modules on them, and you just touch it, and it will.
Can it be like a nightlight for
It absolutely could be a nightlight, but you know, don't be mistaken that this is going to light up your bathroom.
Okay.
It really isn't. It's there more of an accent light. It really does a lot for, you know, people looking into the mirrors.
I've seen them with TVs in hotel rooms as well. Do your mirrors come to your mirrors? We haven't done the TV thing.
I think that's probably more of a hotel thing than
right.
Because I think the cost of putting the TV. Now, we ended up doing the Bluetooth and putting that into some of them. And it's really cool because in our showroom, we have all these mirrors on a wall. And we actually have the Bluetooth going. So people walk up and they're trying to look around, seeing where this music's coming from. It's actually coming from the mirror.
So when Amy camps out in your facility, mm-hmm. 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Center, is it the bathtubs, the toilets, the mirrors, or the vanities? What's her preferred location?
It's the doors.
Well, it's doors, but you know what? Amy's been in
doors
quite a few times for the vanities.
Yes.
You know, that's the one big thing. When you start talking about that bathroom, try going out to places today. You got 13, 14, Joe can attest to this too, 16 weeks to be able to get a vanity cabinet. I've got probably, I haven't been in there in a while, but I
that's why sales are up. Right.
He's totally guessing.
Oh, hey, Mike, how many do we have? We got a lot.
You know what? I got cameras and I look at it, but I'm going to say that we probably have about 400 vanities.
But you don't know for sure.
I do not know for sure. And we have a full truckload coming next week of freestanding bathtubs, which is also a big hit today.
How did the boys do while you were down on your siesta?
I will tell you, the boys did so well that mm-hmm. I came back in March. I came back for an EFBC meeting.
You took a trip to Florida.
I took a trip to Florida, and my wife and I decided to take and go February and March into Florida.
Good for
just
you.
See, you know, miss the winter. And we loved it so much, we ended up buying a house.
Congratulations.
And then I came back, and I semi-retired.
And I recommended, because you asked me, the rates on second homes, and I'm like, are now pricing out as investment properties, and recommended that you do a cash-out refinance on your home up here in St. Charles to pay for the Florida home free and clear.
And it's all done.
Yep.
But, I, you know, as far as the boys, that, you know what? I'm really glad to say this, even though it's somewhat humiliating. They're doing a better job than I did.
Yeah.
They're really pushing me right now, and that's why I'm back here for the summer, and we're going to look at opening up another location.
Good for you.
Yeah. Okay. But lighted mirrors, I'm telling you.
Here, tell me something about the lighted mirrors.
What's that?
Are they recessed? So
no, surface mounted.
So it's all surface mounted, even the fixture part of
it. You know, Joe, it's like these TVs. Look at TVs today. You know, back then we had the tubes, so we were 14 inches deep. These things are no more than 3/4 of an inch thick.
Got you.
And the beauty part is come look at them on the wall, play with them for a little bit, go to the counter, buy one, take it home.
Yeah. I still need an electrician, though.
You will need an electrician. Actually, we just contacted the manufacturer to see if we could do a battery-powered, where we use four triple A's or double A's.
Sure.
Unfortunately, they couldn't do that. But we're looking at bringing some new tricks out because, you know, since we're dealing direct with the manufacturer, they'll make things for us. So we're trying to figure out what the homeowners want. We're listening as they are looking to buy and buying these.
Question for Amy: are you seeing these in homes today?
Yes, absolutely. We've actually put them in too.
Okay,
well, there you go. I'm so far behind the times.
But I will tell you, when we first got into the mirrors, we were buying them from a local source, so a independent distributor. By importing our own, we're saving about 50%.
Even with the shipping, even with the enhanced shipping costs coming from
overseas. Even with the container, yeah, we did a whole 20-foot container out of it. I think there was like 400 mirrors.
Wow.
Well, here, don't scare the listeners, though. Why did you say $2,000 mirror in your bathroom?
Well, that was, first of all, we do not, the ones that we are importing ourselves, we don't have 72-inch mirrors. The call for 72-inch mirrors is pretty much fractional.
Gotcha.
If you look at most of our mirrors, they're 30 inches.
And what's the investment in something like that?
You're going to spend probably a couple $100,
yeah. Right.
$200,
$225.
But we put the really cool mirror that we did through distribution, because we had not yet started importing, in our bathrooms. So, but what happens is the women will go and use these bathrooms that are absolutely spectacular, and they'll come out and they'll look at their husbands and go, look at that mirror.
So then the man has to go into the woman's bathroom.
No, we put it in the men's bathroom.
No, there you go.
Also.
Okay, just wanted. There's nothing wrong with that, Amy. I'm just saying. It's
right.
Fine.
No, there is something wrong with that. No, there is.
No, there's right. Not.
But who wouldn't want a lighted mirror in their bathroom? Dave, do you have a lighted mirror in your bathroom?
I've got lighted mirrors everywhere I go. I bring it with me. Yes, really? No, I have a lighted mirror in every single bathroom I have. I have a lighted mirror.
Really?
Yeah.
You're so fancy.
Well,
you are fancy, though.
I just pay for it. I let Elise Hochberg handle it, and I just roll.
Joe, we still haven't gotten an invite for the open house yet, have we?
Yeah.
Was it?
Oh, you guys missed it?
Yeah, it was great.
Thanks, Amy.
Yeah. Amy's got pictures.
Boom.
Yeah, no problem. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We got Melissa in Evanston, Eileen in Barrington coming up after the break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Text us what the craziest thing you found in your sump pimp.
A pump pimp?
What?
Some
pimp.
Whoever looks at that.
Some pimp.
What is it?
Some.
Sump.
Sump.
Sump pit. Say that 10 times quick.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Tommy, Eileen, and Barrington. Hi, Eileen. You got a question for Tom?
I do. I'm so excited about these mirrors. I have seen those, and I'm like, I want to get these for my master bathroom. Do these require? You said they go straight on the wall, but are they electrified?
You actually
you said they do time and temp and lighting.
Yeah, they do time, they do temp, they do lighting. Some of them have Bluetooth, so you can run your Spotify or whatever from your phone while you're in there. You know, the only problem is with these mirrors is you put them in and people don't want to leave their bathrooms.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that, you know? Put a nice shower in. But when you talk about electrifying, you will need 110 volt. So you're going to need to bring an electrician in. This is not something that you're going to run an extension cord. So you will have to. And running electric into that area is really not that big of a deal.
It's right there. I mean, they've got the cord right next to the vanity
there.
Right.
Correct. It is right there. Do I need a separate switch or is the switch on the mirror?
There is a switch on the mirror.
Okay.
So you don't need to do a separate switch, which will actually save you money.
Right. What I'm saying, I could tap into the light right above it.
Yeah. And you know what? Joe just
touch the glass and it lights up?
Yeah. There's specific points. And if you go to our website, I believe that I'm sure that all of them are up on our website.
So you touch the glass to operate the lights.
You operate the lights for the dimming purposes of the lights. And then some or most of them also have an anti-fog built into them. I think Michael had the manufacturer do the anti-fog. I got to tell you, every time people see these things, they jump on them. And I think you're right as far as, because typically there's a lot of lights.
Tap power from there.
Right. Yeah, Joe was just saying that a lot of times you'll have a mirror and you'll have a light above it. So you've got the power there. Now,
can
I'm not.
Can I ask one other question, though?
Oh, sure.
Spotify, is that through your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically, it's Bluetooth. And you can run your Bluetooth right there. So
yeah, just get a 13-year-old to teach you how to do it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anytime that I have a problem, I reach out to my 15-year-old granddaughter.
For
and she goes through and shows me how to do things. But, you know, Joe hit on a great point that a lot of times in current bathrooms, you've got a mirror and then you've got a light above it. So you're just going to tap down.
Right.
And I'm not saying to replace that light above it.
No.
You know, when I was talking about that Wheaton house that I flipped, we still put a strip light above it, but it's just there to accent, which is what. Or actually, in that house, we did can lights above it.
Mm-hmm. What's a website that Eileen could go to check it out?
Go to Builder.
Can I have one more question? Do they say it recessed into the wall?
Negative. It is flush to the wall.
Yes.
So it's actually
for the website.
You go to buildersupplyoutlet.com. And you will find the greatest, you know, the only bigger expense that you're going to have other than buying a mirror is just bringing an electrician in to bring power. And it's, I do think Joe can attest to it, it's not that big of a deal to bring a box down.
Right. I think it's pretty
simple. Eileen, how long has it been since you've been this excited talking on the radio?
It does
actually,
sound like
you know
really
what, David,
exciting.
I listen to you guys every weekend. And I get kind of girl excited about building stuff. So this is pretty exciting.
This is your show.
I listen to you all the time between mortgages and adjustable mortgages and Amy Kite. And I mean, I listen to you guys all the time. And when I heard about this, you were just talking about it, this mirror. I saw this at a hotel just recently.
See?
And I said, I have to have this.
It wasn't in the same room as Tom, was it?
No, actually, it was down in the city at the peninsula.
I was there.
It was really cool. And I was like, I didn't know that this was available residentially.
It's 5 miles east of the Oakbrook Shopping Center, about 45 minutes without traffic, an hour from Barrington.
And it's well worth the trip. I mean, we probably have, I think there's about a dozen different mirrors.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, we'll make sure.
Online? Can I see them online first?
Go to our buildersupplyoutlet.com, and Kelly does an incredible job with putting all the mirrors and everything up on the website.
What number should she call to set up?
Thank you. What? And then, David, I start soda weight loss next week.
Oh, congratulations. Good luck.
That's because of you, skinny man.
All right.
So I'm pretty excited.
Skinny man. Wow. He's got a new name.
57 pounds is pretty serious stuff. So
that's your superhero name.
I think Eileen just got an invitation to come down to the see the show
skinny
in person.
Man.
Yeah, skinny man.
Very funny. I'm going to actually jump on your web. Builder Supply Outlet.
Nope. Don't make it plural. It's Builder.
Oh, Outlet. Singular.
No. Builder Supply Outlet.com.
I'm on it right now.
And Tommy, you should have a simple name.
And Tommy will call you after the show to schedule a time that he's there that he could show you it personally, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you ever so much.
All right. Thanks. Hold on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. We got to hit news here. Donnie, wake up. We're going to you. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. We're going to go get some prime rib. Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Three, right at those horseradish is unbelievable. I am like my nose is running for the next week. 312-981-7200. Greg Gardbeau and his beautiful bride, Christina, are in from Chicago Culinary Kitchen. You brought down, you got to pod this down a little bit, you brought down the smoked prime rib.
Yes, we did. Certified Angus beef, some of the best beef that we possibly can get. Oh, and God, it is amazing, and we brought down some, we smoked it, and then we also cut the beef back ribs off as well, God. And then we have the prime rib as well.
And you sell all this at the shop?
We do.
And we paired that prime rib with Chimay, the double, it's a Belgian beer. We do beer and barbecue classes at Chicago Culinary Kitchen. They're a lot of fun.
They are a blast. We've done them before, a whole lot of fun.
When's the next class?
I think it's going to be next month, but Father's Day, it's a big thing for Father's Day. So after Father's Day, probably every Tuesday for the couple months.
Yeah, don't know what to get Dad? It's perfect. Beer, bourbon, barbecue. You sit there and eat. We get the lecture on barbecue. We lecture on beer. It's fun. It's progressive. If you go home hungry or not with a buzz, that you've have it's a problem.
So what you're saying, beer, barbecue, and bourbon. Uber.
Yeah, and Uber.
Three best bees. Yeah. Best bees you can get.
How long are these sessions?
About 3 hours.
3 hours.
Yeah.
It goes fast, though. Yeah.
It's done as a progressive dinner, so we do discussion and demo on each of the main courses and pair each course with a beer, so you get to know how we do things at Chicago Culinary Kitchen.
Location is where? I know, I've been to it. It's your new shop, so yes. Tell everybody where it's at.
We're located in Palatine at 2391 North Hicks. It's right when you get off 53 at Lake Cook. So it's a straight shot from the city if you're coming from downtown. But yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It's right across from the car wash if everybody's trying to figure out where it is.
Yeah, right. Or Menards. We got a lot of Menards customers coming in for lunch. We got contractors.
Menards is on the north
Long Grove side.
Long Grove side of Lake Cook. Northeast side.
Lake County side, yeah.
Right. Northeast side of Hicks and Lake Cook, and you're on the southeast side.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to give our listeners an idea. There's a strip mall there, and you and your old shop, which is off of Quinton, is going to be converted into what?
That's called Pink's, and that will be our seafood concept. So we will have a raw oyster bar there. We'll be doing shrimp. We'll be doing all different type of fish out of that place.
That place should probably be open about 8 weeks. We're just waiting on a hood.
And Amy volunteered to be your certified grilled oyster taste tester, right, Amy?
Yes, because we eat a lot of char-grilled oysters, so I will come in. And I think that would be the next thing that would be a fun class to do is something with the seafood. I'm sure you guys will do
it
that.
It is. So we have that planned as well, something with the seafood as well, kind of like a, let's call it, lover's night or something, because, you know, oysters truly are an aphrodisiac. If you read about it. So
we speak from experience.
Yeah.
So Christina, is that true?
Yes, but we're not going to talk about that.
So we'll do beer, wine, and then we'll do like flights of oysters or some other fish as well. So it'll be a private, it's not going to be a class, but we'll talk about the oysters and stuff like that.
You guys also have fabulous sides. And I believe you do the sides too with the class so that people can taste all the sides.
Yeah, if you take the class, you're going to get our basic everyday menu. So you're going to get cornbread, you're going to get our Texas sausage, Amish chicken. Our St. Louis ribs, our pulled pork, our brisket, and then our three signature sides, which are going to be our Mexican street corn, our pit beans, and our F and mac and cheese. The F does not stand for what people think it is. It stands for Flamin' Hot Cheetos. We garnish the top of our mac and cheese with that. And then we finish it off with bread pudding with a Fireball whiskey sauce.
It's so fabulous.
And you cater?
We cater.
Mm-hmm. You do tailgates. You do corporate events. You do backyard picnics. You do all of that stuff.
Yeah, we have
all that.
We got a food truck, and we also have a Trosco trailer, kind of like Foto Chow, Texas Day Brazil.
But we bring it to you.
We bring it. You bring it to our house.
Mm-hmm. Tommy, it's all about the meat.
I got to tell you, when you first came in, oh gosh, this was last year. Mm-hmm. The next day, we were going up north, and I told my wife we had to stop in, and we did. We had that Mexican street corn. Oh my God, that was to die for.
Thank you. I got to have a vegetable on the menu, so might as well dress it up with some spice and some cheese.
And your wife is of Mexican descent.
Oh, yeah, and she loved the street corn.
Elote, right?
She loved that. And then we signed up for the class. Unfortunately, we had to go out of town, so my marketing director took her husband. They had a fabulous time, and they told me all about it, and I was jealous.
Talk about the beer.
So we don't brew any of our own beer, but we have a nice wide beer selection. We like to make sure we have a couple representatives of each style that we have. When we do the beer and barbecue and bourbon classes, we talk about why we're pairing the beers with the different courses. Same thing with the bourbon. But I'm a certified Cicerone, so I know a lot more about beer than I do about bourbon.
What's a certified Cicerone? I have no clue.
A certified Cicerone is basically like a sommelier, but instead of for wine, it's for craft beer.
Get out of here. Yeah. I didn't know they had such a thing.
So she went to college with a bunch of dudes with beards and flannels.
And now I can write off any of my drinking time as professional development.
Nothing wrong with it.
Now, should you also take them when you talk about you have beers, we don't brew our own beer. Is that next word yet?
You know, we looked into that before we got into the food industry. But, you know, we think that we'll just stick with the food, and we made a lot of friends with the breweries in the surrounding area, and it was real fun to do our beer and barbecue classes with them and actually invite them to our place and let them showcase and highlight what they do at their breweries to kind of do a community thing and, you know, build it up.
Special shout out to El Bandido Tequila. I'm drinking a margarita. I'm sipping on a margarita. Joe is drinking. Joe is a tequila drinker.
He's
take over
right out of the bottle.
You take Tommy's mic over real quick. You, as a tequila drinker, you know you are a connoisseur of tequila. Your thoughts?
I think this Bandidos is very, very good.
I think he left the margarita out of it. I think it's just tequila. Yeah.
Straight tequila.
Yeah, I didn't put any margarita in my tequila.
Our show's going to finish off strong.
Yeah, going to finish out real strong.
Well, some of us will sleep. Some of us will slur our words. I mean,
David, you should have everybody come out to one of the classes. We should have everybody out.
It would be
out.
A great time.
Love
we should
to have
do a private
out.
Class.
I'll be there.
Yeah. And Amy, why should
a live remote?
I mean, we should do a live remote. We'll get,
over the summer.
Okay, so we're going to break some news here. We are going to start a Home Sweet Home Chicago grilling segment.
Yes.
You and I. You guys are going to build out a grilling area in your backyard.
We're going to have our own studio by the restaurant outside on the patio.
And we're going to take questions from our listeners that if we play it right, we'll have the listeners come down when we're taping to help us answer their questions while they do their question. So whatever question they have, we're like, okay, Sally or Johnny, get behind the table and let's answer your question. But how do you properly prepare a brisket for smoking? Well,
correct.
Get your butt behind there and we're going to show you.
Exactly.
And that's what we're going to start doing within the next 3 to 4 weeks. Takes you guys time to build it out. And we're gonna make this a part of our show.
Oh, we're going to bring in some beer, too.
We're going to bring in some beer.
We're going to do some beer pairings with all the stuff we're doing.
And hopefully some tequila.
And El Bandido, hopefully they step up as well. And I'm looking forward to the segment. I think, you know, listen, everybody loves grilling. I grill all the time. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I turn it on. I throw the meat on there. And, you know, away we go. But every time I have a meal from Chicago Culinary Kitchen at the corner of Hicks and Lake Cook Road, it's the best barbecue I've ever had.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So if our listeners want to reach out to get more information, how do they reach out to you guys? Where do they go? What's the best? Is there a website? I'm part of your social media chain. I get pictures of all your specials that you put out. And the great thing about your organization and your restaurant is you have a limited supply of the food that you make. And once it's out, it's out.
We do and we don't. So there's some things that may run out, but we don't. That was at the old restaurant.
Okay.
So now, you know, we've made this so it's planned in, you know what I'm saying, so we don't run out at 2 o'clock anymore, because it's very disappointing for people to come and we run out of food. You know, we may run out of a special,
right?
That may will run out first, but brisket and any of the main specials, any of the main food items, they will most likely never run out.
The awesome thing is any of the quicker cook items like our chicken and our sausage and even our cornbread muffins, we are making those throughout the day, so they are always super fresh. We always want to serve the freshest, best barbecue that we can, and that running out thing, that was when we were open just weekends for 3 hours, 11 to 2, Saturday and Sunday at the old location. But now that we're a full-fledged restaurant, we had a great team behind us, and there's lots of food, lots of drinks, and just come hang out and have fun.
What are our hours?
Yeah, what are the hours?
We're open Wednesday through Sunday. We open 11 a.m. We lock the doors at 6:30 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday and 5:30 on Sunday. That just means get in before we lock that door. But we will be extending our hours as of Memorial Day weekend on the weekends. Friday, Saturday, we'll be open until 8 p.m. And then Sunday will be open until 7 p.m.
You guys have a beautiful Instagram. I just checked it out, and it turns out I'm upset. My wife follows you guys, and I'm like,
she didn't tell you. Oh, no.
She's from Palatine. Yeah. She never told me this.
So the website is ChicagoCulinaryKitchen.com. You guys can follow us on Facebook, Instagram. We just started doing TikTok. We'll see how that goes.
I can't wait to see Greg dancing behind it.
We've got some fun clips. But if you email, if you have any questions, you can find our phone number at the website. Or if you email from the website, it goes straight to my email. I'm the owner, and I can help you guys with anything you need, catering, events, or just wanting to know what's going on.
The last time Greg came in, I think you were here, that he brought in the smoked turkey.
Oh, yeah.
Forget about it. Remember the smoked turkey?
Thanksgiving's one of the biggest days of the year for us.
You're going to have to add extra capacity, because when we do what we're going to do on the show at WGN, you're going to have to, the turkey's industry is going to turn on its head.
Because you never want to go home and make a turkey again once you have one of our turkeys. It's just, it's nuts.
It's smoky, it's moist, it's delicious, it's the best turkey. Tommy, I mean, you were here.
Well, yeah, but I was also saying is you were doing a special, and I think Joe went to your place. Did you do like a Captain Crunch? A Captain
Chicken
Crunch
legs.
Chicken legs.
Yeah.
And then you went right from
Joe,
the show.
Joe,
right,
tell the story before we hit.
So, Captain Crunch was your the breading act, right? And so I called up my wife and I said, hey, I'm on the way home. I'm going to stop and get some chicken legs, like an appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I thought I was ordering an appetizer. So when I said, well, how many are there? She's like, three. And I said, well, give me six. So it was like 80 pounds of chicken legs that I walked home with. And my wife's like, this is our dinner, right?
And a fantastic dinner it was.
Oh, they were delicious. Absolutely.
But think about a Captain Crunch.
Forget it.
Come on.
You need to follow Chicago Culinary Kitchen on social media. You will get email, their stuff will drop into your feed. I don't know how it works, but all the pictures of the food that you post, it's amazing. So who's ever doing your social media, kudos to him or her. Or
we do
them.
Have a great social media guy. So if you do follow us on Facebook and Instagram, you're going to see all of our posts for what specials we have coming up, any events and classes, where we're going to be with our food truck, anything that happens to be going on. We also have a heads up list if you're not on social media. If you go to that website at ChicagoCulinaryKitchen.com and give us your email, we'll send those specials and updates straight to your email instead of you happen to be on social media.
And your food truck will go to corporate events as well.
Absolutely.
We do a lot of corporate events. We do private events at the restaurant. So if you have a party, you guys want to do, like I said, you want to have your corporate event come out, team building, we'll do the beer and barbecue class for you privately. We'll come to your place of business and do it as well. So it's a lot of fun.
Phone number, website, and how do they reach you?
Go to the website, ChicagoCulinaryKitchen.com, and you can email from there, and it'll go straight to my phone. Phone number is 847-701-8243.
847-701-8243.
Yes, sir.
ChicagoCulinaryKitchen.com.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, so traditionally we do most, like our set menu is always barbecue, but our specials, that's what you want to pay attention to, because we might be a barbecue restaurant, but our specials can be anything from Tex-Mex to Asian to
it's
whatever
amazing.
We want to do.
It's amazing.
We did grilled oysters yesterday.
It's amazing. Yeah. The pictures of the food that you make, it's amazing. So go, I'm telling you, it's a great follow. Makes you hungry. It sucked for a guy who's on a diet because I want to run. I want to
protein
for like 3 years.
It's all protein.
Back off for like 40 years. But who's counting? But all right, Chicago Culinary Kitchen. We got to hit a quick break here. Benny, are you ready, bud? We're going to hit a quick break. Take some pictures. Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you to Douglas Wilson, Anita Goldberg, Susan Vandervoet, Janet Gooderham.
How many did you pronounce right?
I don't know.
I just hope that Mr. Goldenhain isn't saying
that's not my name.
Gooderham. How would you pronounce it? Goo. Oderhama.
Gooderhomer.
Well, how else can you pronounce that?
Could you please call in Mr. Gooderham?
I just keep going. It's all in the presentation, Joe.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Tommy, you want to mention something?
Yeah, you know, I went through and I did a really great segment on lighted mirrors, and I get a text from a friend of mine, Gary Hannenberg, and he says, can you bring me some of that prime rib? Didn't say anything about the lighted mirrors.
He doesn't care about
your mirrors.
He says,
bring me a slice of the prime rib.
The best prime rib I've ever had
in
my life.
I'm telling you, that was, you know what? I don't normally eat prime rib. Mm. That was out freaking standing.
That was the horseradish, Dave.
Oh, my God. You know what? I no longer have sinuses.
My God. My
I've
whole
never,
head is clear.
Never had horseradish that was that hot.
I didn't even. I put in my fork melted. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Are the mirrors in the medicine cabinets? And if not, can they be installed in medicine cabinet?
No.
Say that again.
Are the mirrors in a medicine cabinet?
Oh.
Are the mirrors in a medicine cabinet? And if not, can they be stalled in a medicine cabinet? So your background-lit mirror, can they be installed in medicine
No.
cabinet?
Negative. Okay. No. They're meant. One of these days, we might look at designing one of the mirrors that we incorporate a medicine cabinet, but we do not have that.
I'm putting a request in for that item, please.
Okay. What size? 30-inch?
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. I mean, I think that is something you should do. I really do. I think... Because we need medicine cabinets in the bathrooms, so I would absolutely do that.
How many mirrors does a 30-inch
How many mirrors?
How many
does a man have to?
How many in a container? How many 30-inch medicine cabinets with the light kit in it?
There's about 400.
All right, Amy, is that enough?
Well, for
if you do it with the medicine cabinet, you're gonna probably drop your yield about 30%.
Okay. All right, 312-9, and we have another text. Please help. I am unable to find the backlit mirrors on the Builder Supply website.
Are they doing Builder Supply?
Yeah, I was just on my website and looked at it.
Okay, we will have Tom call you 847 at the next break. Earl, how are you?
Just peachy. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for the text message. You're a real estate attorney that's closed over 2,000 transactions, and it says that you don't order the title until after the inspection and the attorney review, correct?
Correct.
I will tell you, Amy, 95% of your colleagues do not do that. Would you agree with that, Amy? I mean, if they ordered it after the attorney review and the home inspection is usually a week after, and the attorney review is a week after they signed the contract, the buyer signed the contract. If every single real estate attorney did what Earl does, we wouldn't have a problem with that.
Correct. Okay. Right. Right. But we literally are seeing them.
A week before.
I don't know why. Yeah.
A week before,
yeah.
Earl.
You're great, Earl, for doing that. That's perfectly fine because you still have plenty of time to deal with it and let us know if there's an issue.
Right.
We're unfortunately seeing some who don't even do
it. 1 week
that
before,
early.
Earl, and that's unacceptable for your industry. I love you. I appreciate you calling, but we got to hit news.
I will also say there is the title companies have been a little slower than usual, taking at least a week to get me a commitment where I used to get it in a couple days.
Earl, listen, if you order it 45 days out, okay, and then we've got 37 days to get everything done or 38 days, well, that's fine. Okay, the problem is we get it a week before. We can't overcome challenges. Puts a lot of pressure on the system and delays closings. All right? Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. We got to go to the newsroom. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Sorry for cutting the attorney off, but... Real quick, Amy, if everybody did what he did, we have 35 days to clear all the challenges. That's better than a week. So congratulations to Earl for doing what all real estate attorneys should be doing instead of pressuring everybody at the end. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line, 312-981-7200. So, Pete, the estimations when the storms come through, the phone number our listeners should have on their refrigerators, okay, or on their cell phones, because not too many people have magnets now on refrigerator because everything is on their cell phone.
Yep. No, you could still have a magnet.
You can still have a magnet?
Yeah, I still like magnets.
Well, we have two numbers. So we have our 24-hour emergency dispatch number, which this is it here, 800-266-5677. Everyone should have that number. Our local Chicago office number is still active, 800-956-8844. Both work.
You guys both have magnets?
We have magnets. We get you some magnets. I got a gal, Candace Johnson, who can help out with that kind of stuff.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Hey, Joe, make marshmallow treats, Rice Krispies, with Captain Crunch, Fruity Pebbles, and Cocoa Pebbles. Forget about it.
Whoa.
What do you think?
All in one?
No.
I got to say, that'd be a sugar overload.
Different batches.
That was from 224?
224.
Now, could you text me your address?
No.
Tell me when they're ready.
224, 303 East Wacker. 10 o'clock to 9:30.
Hey, that is a good idea, though, right? Those Rice Krispie treats with Captain Crunch?
224, we don't think you could do it. We don't think you have the capability of doing it, and we are challenging you to bring it down.
You're just making that
next
up.
Weekend, 303 East Wacker, if I haven't mentioned the address.
Cocoa Pebbles would be good, too.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. You can't put it all together. There's too much going on.
I'm not on the radio, but I may just show up.
312-981-7200, 312-981.
Please repeat the phone number for emergency.
Emergency phone number one more time, Pete.
Blue Sky Restoration Contractors, 800-266-5677.
And that's for also building managers and condominium association.
100%. One thing we do well is our master service agreement. So if you manage a building, you manage a property, if you're a chief engineer, property manager, give us a call. We'll set up a meeting. We'll take care of you. This way you have the plan in place and you have the teams. And I sorry for some of the listeners, when we have these service agreements in place, we have to go. We have to help these folks out. So best to be on that MSA.
Especially if you're a commercial property manager managing an industrial plant. You guys will come out, do like a free walkthrough, kind of like what the fire department does to make sure that all the sprinklers are doing.
Correct.
You got the lay of the land. God forbid a roof blows off, a 30-foot section of the roof blows off.
On a Sunday night.
You've got everything ready to roll. You call it up 123 Commercial Lane in Lombard, Illinois. Yep. We know what it is. Hit the button. This is what we need.
That's right, and that's what those service agreements have. They have the lay of the land. We know the building. We know the contacts. Not only do we know the high-level management, we know the boots on the ground. We know the chief engineers, the service guys, so when we show up, we're just rock and roll.
You know where to go, and you know where all the hoses have to go to get it up. Mm-hmm. Mike, we've got Ann and Glen Ellen, 100-year-old, my God. Ann and Mike, we're going to edit that out, Ben. Ann and Glen Ellen, 100-year-old brick bungalow terracotta roof. Okay, you got it in your head? The roof looks like it could use a wash, but can you do that on terracotta? Number one, what is terracotta, and can it be washed?
Terracotta is a color, but more than likely she has a clay tile, whether it be French or Spanish clay. It can be washed. Those tiles are pretty resilient. 100 years old, they might be a little brittle, but it can be washed. Just have to be careful and really know what you're doing.
Do you offer that service?
We do not.
Do you recommend somebody that offers that service?
I would rather not, because it would require power washing or some level of power washing, and you really don't want to do that on a roof that's 100 years old. You could passively apply a product that might help clean it off, Wet and Forget, which is a good spray-on product. Sure. Passively spraying on.
I've used it. It's great.
Will kill. And then Mother Nature will have to do the rest of the work of washing off the dead algae, moss, and whatever else is up there that she doesn't want.
I don't know what's in Wet and Forget, Joe, but that stuff is amazing.
Do you remember you broke your spray bottle?
Yes,
your $4 pump spray bottle, and you and 14. I were trying to fix it in the parking lot.
I asked you to fix it, and you're like, yeah, cheap.
No, but I tried blowing through the
hose. I know, I got a picture of that. That was it's going to be on your website.
Oh, boy.
No, but whatever's in it is now in my system.
Right. Congratulations. So you don't have any mold or algae growing?
Oh, not anymore.
Maybe. Amy,
there you go.
Wet and Forget.
Wet and Forget.
Start chugging Wet and Forget. No, but I used it. I had algae on the north side of my house and on the roof throughout different areas. I'll tell you what. I heard it on Lou's show. I went out, got some. I got a power pump thing. I got on my ladder. It's amazing. It just disappeared in 6-8 weeks.
Use it on driveways, sidewalks, steps, stairs, wood decks. Mm-hmm.
Can you replace a terracotta roof?
Absolutely.
Okay, so there you go. In the event that it doesn't work out, you can replace it. I'm a realtor, love your show. I get rate sheets on a regular basis from several area lenders. Why do none of them include adjustable rates on adjustables like 5 and 10 year arms? Cause you're working with the wrong lenders. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. Here you go, Amy. Having done real estate closings for over 40 years, I am happy not to have a relationship with realtors who I find often advise parties to do things which are not in their best interest, like sign incomplete contracts or other contracts containing clauses not in their best interest, simply telling the party that there is an attorney approval clause when the party is in a much better negotiating position prior to signing than after signing. Your comment on that, 847. Amy's getting all fired up. I figured this was 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go.
No, not at all. I mean, certainly nobody should be signing an incomplete contract. So that is, yes. And we've certainly had a ton of new realtors get into the business. And as far as the, you know, there is time where other things are negotiated after it's signed, but I don't appreciate somebody who says, oh, no, go ahead and sign it. And then, you know, when the attorney, during attorney review, we'll go change it. That's not appropriate. No. So I agree 100%.
No. There you go. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with the last segment of the show while we digest our beer, our tequila, and our amazing prime rib from Chicago.
I like this
Culinary
tequila. How about you?
Bandito. It's delicious.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and we're going to do that barbecue thing. I think our listeners are going to find it kind of cool. And Greg, on the way out, said, hey, ask your listeners what they would like us to bring next. So the next time Chicago Culinary Kitchen is on, what would you like them to make for us to eat on air? 312-981-7200.
How about those chicken legs?
Those barbecue turkey legs.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just make sure it's the segment I'm at. That's all I care.
You're on.
Doesn't matter what they make. Everything is great.
I'm just going to show up and pretend I was supposed to be here.
What do you mean? I'm not on this week? 312-981.
That's what you do every week.
I got questions.
Yeah, we see Mike down in security. Huh? Yeah. I'm not on this week?
I'm supposed to be on the air.
Let me in.
I made a commercial.
My name on the list?
Did you ever hear my commercial?
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I want you to know next to you is John Hanson.
Hey!
I didn't know you had a show.
I didn't know. I knew he had a show. It's nice that he's going to other people.
I Google lenders not named Hochberg. That's how I find most of my guests.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
He's got a show coming up. That's John Hanson. Let's Get Legal coming up after this show. WGN is turning 100 on May 19th. Be sure to tune in to Channel 9 and watch the special 100th documentary that we have put together looking at the station's past and present. 100 years of WGN Radio this Thursday, May 19th at 7 p.m. on WGN Television, Channel 9 here in Chicago. Amy, you wanted to talk about...
Dave.
Yes.
We've got two TV commercials on that.
I know. You've got one and the show has one.
Oh, yeah? No, yeah. I've got two.
Oh, you have two. So we have three from the show. You have two. I have one here.
Nice.
Broadcasting and promoting Home Sweet Home Chicago. So, no, so good. Congratulations. Kind of cool. I have two. You only have one, David. So good. So watch a special and see Joe's two commercials and see our one. Amy, you have a virtual assistant you wanted to promote.
Well, we have a virtual assistant company called Cyberbacker of Illinois, and I know that it is tough right now for people to find good help. Reasonable help locally, and so we just have this company that provides virtual assistance to do admin, marketing, administrative, phone calls, so all kinds of
who's
work
perfect,
that can be done.
Who's a perfect listener for you?
It could be an attorney, it could be a lender, it could be a graphic designer, marketing company, solar companies, we're doing a lot of work for them. Medical, we've actually placed virtual assistants into medical companies, so, you know, if you've got
somebody... Any office, right?
Offices and phone call centers.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a lot with that. So if anybody's got some needs,
following up with leads, right? Something like
following
that?
Following up with leads, yeah. Following up with customers, customer care, that kind of thing. So you can either email IL for Illinois at cyberbacker, CYBERBACKER.com, or you can call us at 708-382-5283.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. David Hockrick Show, I've been doing real estate closing. Amy, chime in here. I've been doing real estate closings for over 30 years, and I've been there in the office since the beginning of the pandemic. But the real estate attorneys, especially the buyer's attorneys, to stop shrinking their job and come for your buyers in person, not on Zoom anymore. What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, time to get in person, and we would like the agents to show up also.
Yes, it would be nice to have both sides of the transaction there. Thank you for your comment about needing 35 days after attorney review and inspection. I see too many contracts with closing dates 30 days or less after the contract date, which is really not enough time for lenders to do what they need to do and make everyone crazy writing letters for extensions. So there you go. I think we hit a little nerve.
Right.
And again, you are the buyer, you are the seller. The seller's attorney controls the title in Illinois. You as the seller need to get on your attorney to hit the button and order the title. This thing with Earl that it's taking a week, that's a bunch of crap too. I could get title in 72 hours, but that's fine. That's Earl's title company. All I'm telling you is if you order it after the attorney review, your lender's got plenty of time to clear up anything that's there that you might not know there that people might not have forgotten about. Mechanics liens, who knows what, second mortgages you might have forgotten about.
Here's the thing. In this market, the market's moving fast enough. If this buyer doesn't buy it, we're going to have another buyer. Just order the title.
Order the title. It's hitting a button. 312-981-7200. Joe, lead times on getting jobs done for you and your team?
Depends what it is.
Kitchens?
Kitchens, you're still out 3 months.
3 months.
Meaning to start.
Right. So plan now for Thanksgiving.
Oh, for sure. Always be planning for Thanksgiving. Always.
Tommy, if our listeners are planning for Thanksgiving because their contractors are backed up 3 months.
Well, I mean, you're talking about contractors being backed up for 3 months. A lot of times you're talking 16 to 22 weeks on cabinets.
Jeez.
No, but not from Tommy.
No, you're getting Tommy cabinets faster now, right?
Well, I mean, I do have some lines, but, you know, our upper end lines
custom
are still
stuff.
In that 16.
Your Shiloh are still
Shiloh's still, I think, 16 to 20 weeks.
All right, we've got
Do you even know what's going on in that show?
Nope.
You can't even be sure on what you just
nope.
said? Nope. Okay.
Hey, how is that for an answer?
He's useless on this show.
Here's what he knows. He's located 5 miles east of the Oakbrook shopping mall.
Not west, because then it would be 10 miles in a round trip.
So, you don't know how long your cabinet is.
I do.
Really don't.
Actually, I do.
Call your son. Amy, if our listeners want to reach out to you guys, how do they reach out to you and your team?
847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Pete Marrero, if our listeners want to reach out to Blue Sky Restoration, how do they reach out to you guys?
Well, check us out on the web, goblusky.com, GOBLUSKY.com, 800-266-5677.
Mike Houston, Lindholm Roofing.
Lindholmroofing.com or 1-888-4-ROOFER or 1-888-476-6337.
Tom Janke, what's the best number for our listeners to reach you or best location?
Okay, you go to 708-343-3900 or better yet, go to our website at buildersupplyoutlet.com.
773, I'd like to know, Wet and Forget is the name of that algae eating product that gets all the schmutz off of your house, schmutz. The side of your house and your
schmutz.
And driveways. Schmutz.
Anti-schmutz.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
Looking forward to our Captain Crunch Pebbles, Fruity Pebbles, and Cocoa Crispy.
Well, I'm going to... Does it make sense, though, Amy?
Yeah, well,
no, nice job, Tommy.
Tommy, right. Thirsty? You all right?
Oops, sorry.
You good? How's that margarita?
Oops, that was really good. And that, you know what? I was trying to promote the tequila.
It sounds really good, Tom.
It did? It sounds really good.
It would sound better in a glass.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
It probably would, wouldn't it?
Watch how it sounded.
It's kind of like Roy Spencer slurping like Joe did his coffee.
Does Roy Spencer slurp?
Yeah, when he's drinking hot coffee.
He does. He slurps a lot. Nobody knows this about him except us.
Schmutz. How many times does he slur?
100%.
All right, I'm out of here. We got to get out of here. A guy by the name of John Hansen is hosting a show. Let's Get Legal. It's John's first time on the radio today. This is Hope Sweet Home Chicago. Thanks for listening, everybody. Want to reach me during the week, go to 855-56-DAVID or go to 56David.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend.